I don't remember where we left off.
Yeah.
We left off with your dungeon, Zach.
Cool. Was it good?
It was
good. I don't understand a little bit of my notes, so let's briefly review. To get into the Fire Temple, we had to get a Bokoblin mask from Kilton.
True.
Then in the Fire Temple, we were a waiter and we got the boomerang.
Yeah.
And we also, my notes show that we got a little Magatama gem.
Yes.
Is that important?
No. Unless it's important in today's dungeon. But I did not.
All we know about it is that it's a little Magatama gem.
Correct. I did not impart any value onto it, positive or negative.
Okay. I drew a little picture of it up with the rest of our equipment, which made me think that it was as important as a boomerang or a Bokoblin mask.
Maybe it will be. Someday.
Maybe it will be.
It could be. We don't know.
We also, since we've done 5 dungeons, we have 8 hearts. I believe we still have 999 rupees, or did we spend any rupees on anything?
I feel like we do still.
Okay. And
at least that's what I have.
I'll run down the inventory just so the listener will appreciate this. Got a sword, got a shield, got the Lantern of Truth, Magnet Glove, Ocarina, for which we know 2 songs, right?
Yeah.
We know the Song of Swiftness, and we know the Command Tarantella that commands spiders. And we have a bug net, and we have the aforementioned boomerang.
Yep, that's what
I
got.
And we have the 5 pendants of the 5 dungeons that we've completed.
Pretty good.
Well, and now Sarah can talk.
Yeah, with all those things in hand, I have a dungeon to present. Allow me to read an introduction about it.
I'm excited.
Okay, do it.
You are Link. Link is you. In a small lakeside town, Link heard a story of an abandoned temple that was said to be an ancient place of pilgrimage. The journey there is perilous, so few adventurers have attempted to explore the ruins. He followed the river into the hills, where he came upon a raging waterfall. Looking behind it, of course, he found a low, wide cave opening lined by stalactites and stalagmites. This must be the place the locals call Alligator Cavern. Yeah. Carefully, you step over the water trickling in between its stony teeth and into a large, open cave. So this is the point where you draw a map. You come in through the south side. Starting at the bottom of the paper is a good idea.
Okay.
So coming through the south, you look around in this cave and you don't see any other exits that are obvious. In the center of this cave is a giant pool of water, which looks like it might get deeper on the north side of the room, where it meets a wall covered with debris. The water is streaming in from the waterfall through a sort of window in the southwest wall, sort of a hole in the wall, the rock wall. And there's a corresponding area in the southeast corner that is symmetrical to that hole. And that's pretty much all you can see.
Okay. What did you say was in the southeast wall?
It's a hole in the wall symmetrical to the window-like hole in the southwest. But this one doesn't have water coming through it.
Oh.
Would you like to look closer at it?
Yes.
When you look closer at it, you see that there is actually stone covering it. It is not an open window with light coming through. There's like a recess, basically, but it is similar looking to the one in the southwest, which has water coming through. And actually, underneath it, there's a small hole in the floor that looks like it might have previously been a mechanism for this window.
So it is a window, so I can or can't see out to the...
You can't see out through the southeast window, or the southwest one, because there's water coming through.
Okay, but so it's just rock.
Yeah, it's closed. Through the window. It looks closed.
Okay.
There's some kind of like indentation there. Like before you get to the window.
Yeah, it looks like there's maybe was a handle or something.
Okay.
To operate it.
Can I reach in and grab it? my elf hand.
In that little hole?
Yes.
No, it's too small. It's like maybe a handle or a lever goes in there.
I see. I don't have any of those in my inventory, so I'm stuck.
We should look at the southwest window that water is flowing in through.
Yeah. When you look over there at that window, it's very similar. It's harder to see out there because of the water coming through. You're getting a little water splashed on you and stuff. But behind the water, you see a similar mechanism with it is indeed a lever that perhaps operates this side of the room.
And then this water that's pouring through starts to accumulate in the back, the north end of the room into like a pool, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's flowing right into that pool.
All right. Can we operate this lever?
Yeah, you can. If you pull the lever to one side, it shuts off the water.
Okay.
We did mostly.
There's a little water trickling in, but now there's less water pouring in from the waterfall.
All right.
Does that lever pop out if I pull on it?
No, it's stuck in place.
Okay. Let's look at the northern pool. It's probably draining very fast now that we've cut off its inflow.
It is slowly draining. It's a big pool, so it's hard to see exactly what the change is. There has to be some way of emptying it somewhere in there. But also the fact that it looks like there's the wall of debris holding back the water, just a jumble of plant matter, driftwood. There's a metal pole in there and just some pieces of rock crumbling from the walls, just everything held back. That's sort of maybe the water's flowing through the cracks in there.
Okay.
I feel like we haven't established something through the course of this podcast yet. I as Link, am going to wade into the water and then try and swim and see if that works.
I believe that at this Link can swim.
Okay.
But cannot dive.
Got it.
That was my way of thinking about it. Swimming is doable. And this water is mostly shallow, but then once you get towards the north, it is deep enough that you need to swim.
It's almost like the room's kind of like on a downhill slant, and all this stuff has blocked the water from continuing downhill.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to kick my little elf legs over and try and grab a piece of debris and move a single piece of debris out of the way.
You can do that a little bit. There's like random pieces of rotting wood and there is like a pole you can kind of move around, but it's metal, so it's pretty heavy.
I hate metal.
Yeah. The drift would be easier to pick up, but it's rotting.
If only I had some kind of wood magnet glove. That wasn't very clever. I was trying to be clever, and that did not work out. If I magnet glove that pole, could I then paddle backwards and see if that dislodges some more stuff?
Yeah, you can definitely pull on that pole, and it sort of feels like it's going to be a lever, but really it just pulls out and leaves behind all this other debris. But you do now have a metal pole.
I like to have a metal pole. That's good.
Can we insert this metal pole into the place where there was a missing lever in the southeast window?
Yeah, you can. It's pretty much the same size. It looks similar to the other lever, although perhaps not the original. But hey, it works. You can pull it and rotate that little mechanism so that the other little stone window opens, and immediately water starts streaming through this window, much like it did on the other side. And now the pool is filling.
Well, let's open
up
the other side.
Okay. You go back over to the other window and open it up again, and water is now flowing in from both sides and visibly overflowing the pool. It's creating more of a pool to push against the debris, and you hear a big crack as a piece of driftwood gives way and all of the debris flows north into the other room, leaving behind an opening, which you could probably...
Awesome!
Yeah, you could probably, carefully stepping on all the debris, you could probably make your way through it.
Let's do it.
Hold on.
Oh, hold on.
I don't know if I'm being perverse or if I'm actually being careful, but I want to close both of these windows now so that there isn't a strong current flowing on us as we explore northward.
Okay.
I like you... it.
Am I right that we'll be swimming north?
You can make your way across some like things sticking above the water, like, you know, little squares of rock above the water. You wouldn't need to turn the water off, but you can if you want.
Let's turn the water off.
Okay. On both sides, you go to the both levers and close them. The water turns off. It's nice and quiet now. And you step across the rocks to the room to the north. In this room, it's a wider cavern with some sunbeams coming through the ceiling and a trickle of water rushing down from the entrance you just came through, down the center of the room and over a ledge and out of sight to the north. To the west of this flowing water is a sort of stagnant pool with some plants and some lily pads. And on the east side of this water is a large platform built into the rock wall. It's empty.
Okay. And so there's a cliff or something ahead of us?
Yeah. It's like a cliff with the water flowing over it.
Okay. Let's look down in there and see if it's a bottomless pit or not.
It's not bottomless, but it's pretty high. It's too high to jump down.
Okay. What if right when I hit the bottom, I do a little somersault?
I don't think that would work.
Oh, okay.
There's a pool with some lily pads to the west.
Yes.
Is this all part of the same water? It's just kind of pooled up over there? Is that
what's... Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's mostly stagnant, but yeah, it's sort of like, it's a side pool. I don't know what I should have looked up water, bodies of water terminology, but I didn't. So it's like a side pool.
A lagoon?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know either. I want to go sit in some stagnant water though. So I'm going to look around some lily pads. Maybe I'll find a frog to eat.
Wading into the water, and you do indeed find a frog.
Oh, wow.
Sitting on the middle of the lily pads, just as expected. It is pretty large, perhaps not an eating frog. It also can talk. And the frog immediately says to you, "What just happened? All this water came through." This is all, imagine this all in a very like frog voice. I don't know how to do a frog voice, but the frog is distraught and the frog says, "My children got washed away down the river when all the water came through. Can you please help me find them?"
Yes.
Thanks.
And if we find out who's responsible, we'll make sure that they're punished.
Oh, that's okay. You know, these things happen, but they're small and they're fragile and they need me. So please find them.
Okay.
They look a lot like me, but they're smaller and they can't talk, the frog says.
Oh, thanks for the
tip. How many children do you have?
4.
Okay.
So do I understand correctly that the being washed away would send them down to that pit that's too deep to jump down?
Yeah.
Okay. Just to get the lay of the land, we better look at that platform over to the east.
Okay. Yeah, the platform, it's like a big recessed rock platform in the wall. Actually, next to it, there's a sign on the wall, but it's blank. Oh. And there's also a hole underneath the sign, which is not marked.
Weird.
Can I look at the sign under the light of the Lantern of Truth?
Yes, you can. And it shows that there was once lettering here. And the sign says, "Insert rental fee, 100 rupees.
Yes!
problem.
Let's go. Oh, wait.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Threatening. Dang it. Threatening music starts up. Oh, this is good. Oh, this is great. I love it. 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 I love it.
I was really wondering why Zach was reacting as much as he was until I realized what was happening.
That okay. moment of realization.
Well, I'm glad we have all those rubies still. I almost tried to like pretend we spent them off screen, and I'm glad we did not.
Yeah, they'll come in handy. I knew they would come in handy one of these days. Spending money in a dungeon.
Okay, let's put a 100 rupees in there.
Okay, you put 100 rupees in. Nothing happens at first, but then you hear a big crack and a big wooden raft crashes down from the ceiling onto the platform. It's nice and big. It's a bit too big to actually go in your inventory, but you could drag it around and ride on it.
All right.
We got to do it.
Yep. I guess we should go back and reactivate the water flow.
Yeah, the water is probably not enough right now to ride that raft. So do you want to go turn them both? Open both the windows again?
Unless... maybe we should only turn on one, or we should see what happens when we only turn on one and then, like, judge whether it's enough flow.
Yeah, from, like,
because I'm a little worried that you're trying to trick us, and if we turn on both, then it's going to be going too fast, and we'll be on hard mode.
Too rapid.
Yeah, if we were actually playing this in a video game, I would immediately leave it as low as possible and then spend way too long going through it for little benefit.
Mm-hmm. That's smart.
So okay. Maybe we should turn it up once.
Okay. Okay. You go back into the front room and close which window?
Is there a different flow level for the southwest window or the southeast window?
No, I didn't really have to ask.
Okay. Southwest.
Okay. So you close the one that was originally open. And go back into the launch room, you might call it. And
I guess.
You're going to go for a ride?
Oh, yes.
All right. The water now it's streaming pretty quickly. There's definitely enough to ride on. So you get on the raft and kick off. And in a moment, you're careening down the river and over the ledge, picking up momentum as you go. You speed through a long tunnel of carved rock decorated on either side with ornate grills and gratings. Up ahead, the subterranean river splits in three. Smaller waterways veer off the main river to the left and to the right. The river carries you straight ahead. The decorated walls continue on either side. In front of you is a tall island of rock splitting the river into two halves, left and right. You flow to the left with the flow of the river. The island disappears behind you. And the river rejoins the other branch coming from the right side. Soon the waterway splits again into three, left, right, or straight ahead. The river carries you straight ahead. The walls gradually narrow, and the river slows down and deposits your raft on the eastern shore of a large pond in an oblong cavern.
Got it. Okay. Fun times. That was fun.
That was fun.
It was very beautiful.
It reminded me of the DLC for, spoiler.
So now you're in a large room that's mostly full of water. There's more shafts of sunlight coming in from above. It's warm and humid here. This big pool has some bubbles rising to the surface from somewhere below. And you're along the eastern edge of it, near a ledge on the raft.
Can we see where those bubbles are coming from?
If you look in the water, it's too dark to see what's happening down there. You're looking around the edges of the pond, and suddenly a geyser goes off right next to you on that ledge. Water really high up into there.
Huh.
Is there anything up there? How far up does it go?
It's going, like, very high.
Okay.
There's, like, you know, it's... basically out of the cave.
Okay. Can I jump into that geyser?
Yeah.
With my elf body.
Okay. You jump Well, it's off. It's off. You got to wait till it goes off again.
Oh, okay.
It turned off. But if you stand on it, maybe you want to get on the shield just to be careful.
Maybe I should. Should I push the raft onto it?
So I was assuming that the raft would go on there.
So I don't have to rent a new raft.
Yeah, you can do that. Okay. Put the raft up there. And jump on the raft. And eventually the geyser goes off and it shoots you and the raft way up in and over the roof of this cavern. You now have a beautiful view of the hills outside in the air as you and the raft tumble back down through another hole in another ceiling, and you find yourself in another cave. And actually, when you look around, you realize this is the same room you were in before. There's a big green frog in a pond and a little river running through the center of the room, and your raft is here. So you're back where you started.
Cool. All right.
And we don't have to spend the money on another raft, so that's pretty good.
That's right.
Now, we didn't have anything in the way of an oar or rudder to necessarily steer us in a different direction, as far as I can tell. So maybe now is the time to mess with the water flow and see if that deposits us somewhere different.
Yeah.
So let's crank the water all the way up.
Okay. You go back in the other room and you open the other window and the water starts filling up even more. The river is very rapid now. You gonna go for another raft ride?
Oh, yes.
Let's do it.
All right. You hop on the raft and you kick off. You speed over that ledge again. It's much faster now. You're speeding through a long tunnel of carved rock decorated on either side with ornate grills and gratings. Up ahead, the subterranean river splits in three. Smaller waterways veer off the main river to the left and right. The river carries you straight ahead. The decorated walls continue on either side. In front of you is a tall island of rock splitting the river into two halves, left and right. You go to the left again. The island disappears behind you and the river rejoins the other branch coming from the right. Soon the waterway splits into three again, left, right, or straight ahead. The river carries you straight ahead. The walls gradually narrow. The river slows down and deposits your raft back on that eastern shore of the pond you were in just a moment ago.
Can I backtrack real quick and make sure I'm understanding the spatiality of this? Spatiality? What word is that? What word am I trying to think of?
I don't know. I know what you're saying, though.
The second branching path it wraps around an island but then rejoins.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I misunderstood that. My map looks really silly. Hold on.
Oh.
We're fixing it. I can't draw an island apparently. Hold on. It goes around and we went to the left is the route we took, but then it eventually rejoins and ends. What? Yes or wait, what'd you say?
Yes, it goes. Yes, it rejoins after the island. You went to the left.
Okay. This is the bubbles room. Okay. Splendid. Carry on.
And we don't know what those bubbles are.
How would we be able to tell? They're all the way down there. So you remember 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, before we jumped down, and I said what I would do if I were playing this in a video game is I would turn the flow down as low as it goes to have a better chance of seeing other paths that might get missed. I don't think I said that part, but that's what I was thinking. If we turn off the flow of both the windows in the first room, would we still be able to have enough flow to go through the course?
With both of them closed, there wasn't enough water to really do any raft riding.
Got it.
You couldn't really make it over that ledge at the beginning.
Understood.
Yeah, you've got a slow river or you've got a rapid river.
Well, let's get the slow river. Let's get back to that main room.
Yeah, let's ride the geyser.
Okay, back on that geyser with the raft. You get another beautiful Seuss view geyser. Of... There's you're safely back in the raft launch area. These geysers, they seem to be pretty consistent, so that's lucky. So now you're back in the raft launch. You wanted to wait. We just had the very rapid river ride, right?
Yeah. So let's de-rapify it a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, you can close one of those windows and then the river becomes more manageable.
I like that.
The raft ride. We still need some way of affecting our course.
What's the song that we have? The Song of Swiftness.
Hey!
Yeah, you could try that.
We can use that. We can play that and then, like, push against walls with our hands, right?
Hopefully.
Well, you could probably steer if you just lean. You could okay. Move the raft with your body.
We're going to set this thing to lazy river mode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Play the song. And The river slows down, still just as wide. And hop on that raft and kick off. And you slowly go over that little waterfall, over the ledge, and back through the long tunnel. You get to get a really good look at the decorations on either side, the ornate grills and gratings with the water motif. Maybe there's some seaweed and shells. That'd be nice. Cool. And you can see up ahead the river splitting into three. You could go left, you could go right, or you could go straight, and you could probably lean the raft either way if you wanted to go left or right.
We've done straight, so let's not do straight. Yeah.
Let's lean to the left.
And you lean to the left, and the raft starts moving towards that left turn river. And the walls around you narrow gradually, and the river slows down and deposits your raft up against some rocks next to a path leading into a cave. Time has now returned to normal, but you're beached. You can walk around.
Let's walk around. Okay. Go into a cave.
Okay. This room is covered in tiles. They're old crumbling tiles that look like they were blue and green. In the middle of this room is a grid of 9 smaller pools. They were man-made. They are bigger than you. Perhaps this was some kind of bathhouse or maybe a hot spring type of place.
Neat.
Also in the room on one side is 5 large crates. On the other side in the corner, there's a row of clay pots. And all the pools are full of kind of old-looking water, murky.
Huh. Crates, you say?
Yeah, just big crates.
I want to do a somersault into one of those crates.
Okay, you can do that, but nothing happens. It just bumps the crate.
Ow.
I mean, if these crates have lasted this long, they're probably pretty tough.
They're tough.
And we're not going to get a crowbar in this game.
I don't have any other idea how to open crates.
Well, I know that you could push them. They're pushable crates.
That seems sensible. How many crates are there?
5.
5 crates, and it's a 3x3 grid or a 9x9 grid of...
It's a 3x3 grid. As you look over there, you see a little frog head sticking out of one of the pools. It's the pool in the middle on the top row.
Okay.
Little yellow frog.
Let's get out the bug net.
Yes!
And use it to grab that tiny frog.
Okay, you approach that pool, and as you start swiping the net, the frog jumps out and into the center pool. Right out of your grasp. Okay.
All right. Well, let's push crates into the number 2, number 4, number 6, and number 8 pools, causing them to be not jumpinable by little frogs.
Okay. Well, you can one at a time do those. As you push the crate into the second pool, the frog then jumps farther away to the bottom middle pool. And you said, what was the next one you wanted to do?
Well, hold on. If he's now in the number 8 pool, and this is tough. We gotta... We gotta block off the center pool now.
So we're gonna block...
Zach, do you agree?
So, where is the position of the frog?
The frog is now in number 8, right?
Yeah, if you the go center, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, bottom 6, 7, round. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, and we've blocked this frog seems to...
top second.
Number 2,
number
right?
Number 2? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I feel like frog is gonna...
I think we could just slowly... the way I see it...
Okay.
You said put block center. I think I agree with that.
Okay. Let's block center and then see what happens,
okay.
I guess.
You push a block into the center pool, and the frog jumps to the right into the bottom right corner.
Just as planned. Okay. So now let's block the one he was just in.
Okay. You push a block, and now the whole center, the center column is full of crates. By the way, you might have guessed, these crates are big enough that they fill the whole pool pretty much. The frog doesn't want to be there. So the frog then jumps to the center right pool.
Okay.
So then the big assumption I'm making right now is that that frog is not going to make a big jump over those blocks that we set up in the center. Now, I could be wrong there.
That's it, yeah.
But
I don't see how you could be wrong.
I could.
A frog, a tiny frog can only jump one unit. This is a fact.
So let's put a block in the top right, the third.
Okay. Yeah. You put a block there and the frog jumps back to where it just was in the bottom right corner.
I think we got this frog's number.
Yeah.
So block in the number 6 spot.
Mm-hmm. The frog tries to jump out. It looks around. It has nowhere to go. So it just... It cowers in that pool.
No way in, no way out.
Bug net time.
Yeah.
It's curtains for you, frog.
You swipe it at the frog, and the frog just gives in. It allows you to catch it, and it makes itself comfortable in your inventory. It's almost a relief.
Cool.
Pretty good.
And just as you do that, you hear a sound outside the room. It sounds like maybe there was a geyser at the entrance that I forgot to mention.
It didn't require mentioning.
Yeah, we were focused.
Yeah, yeah.
I just assumed there was a geyser there.
There's a lot of geysers in this place.
Pots in here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to recap. We don't have max rupees anymore. We got to fix that. So let's open these pots.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You smash all the pots and you get 5 rupees and a heart.
Good start. Good stuff.
Okay.
So that's 904, right?
That is what I got.
Okay.
Cool times.
So I suppose we could geyser and then try and take the rapids and go to the right?
I think that's what we should do.
Okay. You hop on the geyser, leaving your raft behind. Just kidding. You get another beautiful view of the surrounding hills and the swamp and everything. It's really a beautiful place. And then you fall back down, and indeed you are back in the raft launch room. There's definitely a concept they had going here, where that was the central room for all these geysers. And as you fall back in, the frog jumps out of your inventory and hops over to the pond and rejoins its parent frog, and the two of them jump up and down. They're very excited.
Aw. Yay.
Yeah.
Well, no time to dwell on family joy. Let's re-embark.
Okay. You hop back on the raft, and you kick off your medium speed, right? Yeah. Your medium speed now.
We also got to re-up our song as we get on the raft.
Yeah, as you go over the ledge, you play the song on the ocarina, and everything slows down. You get a really nice view again of these decorations, the ornate gratings and the seaweed motif. The river is splitting in 3 ahead of you, left, right, or straight.
We're going to lean to the right.
Yeah. Okay.
You lean to the right, and the raft goes towards the right passage. Again, the walls gradually narrow and the river slows down, and you bank the raft on some rocks near another cave. You do see the geyser this time, right outside the entrance of this cave.
Okay.
And entering this cave, it seems it's been flooded by the river a bit. The water, the floor is wet. It's covered with some debris. This is a ancient looking, perhaps it's a dining area. There are tables and giant clamshells that seem to be seats. Some of them are broken, but they're still all arranged like a seating area. Around the corners and the walls of the room are some booths that are perhaps had food booths, but now they're mostly empty. They're covered in spider webs. They have broken pottery inside and utensils strewn around. So this is a very messy old dining area. Cafeteria.
Spider webs, huh. You say?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a song for that. I'm going to play the command Tarantella.
Okay.
And see if any spiders come out.
You play the command Tarantella and there are spiders that come out. They come towards you to see if you need anything. And out jumps a little orange frog. And it eats up two of the spiders. And
what?
It seems very content.
Oh, that's awesome. I was going to ask them if they'd seen a frog. And the frog just came out on its own. That's great.
Yeah. The other spiders
it's great for the spiders, too.
Making a run for it.
Let's snag that frog before the frog snags any more spiders.
Yeah, the frog seems very satisfied and does not mind being caught in a net. So you now have an orange frog in your inventory.
Okay.
Oh, what color was the other one? Hold on.
Yellow.
Okay. I did not catch on to that before. I was distracted. What color is Mama Frog?
It's green.
Green. Okay. Nice.
Should
we look about the wreckage?
I'm learning how to draw like a really tiny frog icon.
I tried doing that for my notes for this, and it is not easy. Definitely did not look like a frog on my map.
I chose to simply write down the word orange instead.
I want to swing the Lantern of Truth around in here just because it's a mysterious location.
That's a very valid thing to do, and I didn't prepare any world building for this room.
That's okay,
but I'm sure you would find some very interesting names of like food stalls and maybe a menu.
Well, okay, I'll add that information, or the fact that I have that information, to my brain inventory. And we can head back out and activate the geyser.
Okay.
And fly back to start zone.
Okay, you do so. And fortunately, this one also brings you right back into the raft launch room. And again, the frog makes its way back over to the pond and joins its family. They're excited again. The big frog looks very grateful, as much as a frog can.
So then, the other way, so that's, sorry, looking at my map. At the first intersection, we've gone all three directions now. The second intersection is the section that wraps around an island. And every time we take that, it dumps us left.
Yeah, we should see if there's anything interesting on the right side of that island.
Yes. Okay. One more ride, please.
All right. You hop back on the raft, and you kick off, and you're speeding over that ledge again. Past all the decorations I mentioned with the ornate grills and the seaweed, you rush over to where the river splits in three, to the left and to the right, or straight. The river carries you straight ahead. The walls continue on either side with those beautiful decorations of old times. In front of you, you see the island approaching, splitting the river into the left or to the right.
lean right, lean
right. Lean to the right, and you, the raft follows the river to the right around the other side of the island. You look at the island as you pass. You do see something at the very top of this tall island. It's hard to see what it is. And you rush around it very quickly and rejoin the river to the left from that you were on last time, and continue ahead to where the waterway splits into three again, to the left, to the right, or straight ahead. And the river carries you straight ahead into the large pond room with bubbles from before.
Okay. All right.
So wait, we saw something on top of that island, but we couldn't get too good of a look at it. We're still going too quick. I guess we didn't say that we were doing the Song of Swiftness. So we should, can we try that again with the Song of Swiftness?
Yeah, let's try that again.
Okay, yeah, you hop on that geyser, you do some flips in the air, you fall back into the raft launch room. It's getting real easy now. Yeah, you hop back. The frog looks at you expectantly and seems disappointed that there's no more baby frog. You do it all again. You hop back on the raft and rush over that ledge through the long tunnel of carved rock decorated on either side with ornate grills and gratings. The subterranean river splits into three ahead of you.
Play the song.
You play the song and everything slows down and it's much easier to see what's going on. So you can choose if you want to go left, right, or straight.
Straight
ahead. Okay, the decorated walls continue on either side. You see the tall island of rock splitting the river into two halves. Do you want to go left or right?
Right.
You go right again and follow the river to the right around the island where you can kind of see something, but even though it's slower now, you can't really tell what it is. It's some kind of box. And you rejoin the other river coming from the left.
My reactions were too slow.
It's still a river. It still doesn't stop. But you can choose in time for the next choice, which is to go left, right, or straight ahead.
So there is Let's a second. Right. Okay, so I didn't realize there is another. Branch this after time, that. Okay.
Yeah, you lean to the right this time, and the river carries you around that right pathway, the right river, and the walls narrow around you, and the river slows down and deposits your raft next to another cave entrance and another geyser. And this one is very flooded. It looks like the river, the river burst in and flooded this room. It's a long rectangular room. And it's full of bobbing wooden crates. You can stand at the front of the room where you entered, but the rest of the room is flooded, and there's basically a grid of crates bobbing in the water. Cool. And you can see at the very far end of these crates, there is a little bright blue frog cowering at the other end because of... you would have to guess it's all the tektites that are... floating around in this room, going around the crates. I have visuals for this room.
Please.
There's a grid of crates that looks like this.
Oh my gosh, it's an emoji puzzle.
I love it.
So it's a 5x5 grid, and it's like checkerboarded with brown and orange squares. So are those both crates that are brown and orange?
They're all crates. Yeah, they're, you know, they just look a little, it's just to be visually distinct.
Okay. So wait, there are tektites?
There are tektites in between. Yeah, they're just like floating around, walking around, scaring this frog.
All right. Should we? I'm going to jump onto the south center crate, the bottom center crate.
Okay. You jump out to the crate, and as soon as you touch it, something bursts out. It's another tektite, and it knocks you down, and it hurts you for one half heart, and it's attacking you.
Okay, Zach, what do we do?
I throw my boomerang at it.
You throw your boomerang at it, and it's very easy to destroy. But wow, that was, wow, you didn't expect that, huh? There was a Tektite in there. So Matt, that's probably why this frog is stuck over there, I would say. At least that crate is now safe to stand on.
Oh, it's still there after it broke open?
Well, the top, you know, the top. This is not how I
expect crates to work.
It's complicated, but the... The crate is still there.
I just received an update in the Discord where one of the squares for the crates is replaced with an okay emoji.
I can solve this. It's the top of the crate burst open, the monster popped out. We defeated the monster. And then the crate, after having the monster having been defeated, completely flipped upside down, and there's still enough air keeping it afloat.
Of course.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, you could hop in it too, probably. Okay, good.
No, it's funnier if it stays. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was hoping it would make sense visually.
All right. So can we, I guess we should boomerang all the Tektites that are in this room just bouncing around.
Yeah, that's pretty easy. Threats. You could do that easily. Wait till they get close enough and then defeat all of the Tektites. All 8 of them. The frog looks a little less nervous, but it's still scared.
All right, so now should we throw the boomerang to activate more of these crates?
We could try. Let's throw the boomerang at the crate directly in front of us. The second row center. Or the second from the bottom row center.
If you throw the boomerang at the crates, it doesn't really do anything. Unfortunately, you can't tell from the outside which crates are dangerous.
Unless we turn the Lantern of Truth on them, which has been established as having X-ray powers.
Has it?
I don't think it has, because when you turn it on, nothing happens.
You can't see through wood, obviously.
No, all you can really do is listen. And with the other Tektites defeated, you don't hear anything around you in the adjacent squares, horizontally, vertically, or diagonally. So it seems like you're safe to walk around to any of those.
Okay.
So let's go to the one directly north.
Yeah, let's jump onto that one.
You jump onto that one, and it also seems safe. Okay. And you don't hear anything dangerous nearby. The frog is looking more hopeful.
Let's jump north one more time then.
Okay, you jump onto that crate in the very middle, and it seems like you're safe there too, but you hear a noise of something inside one of the crates around you.
Oh.
One of those 7 crates has something in it, and it's hard to tell which one it is.
So there's a one emoji on the crate that we're representing, the crate that we're standing on. So in fact, it is a minesweeper. Okay. I guess what we should do is go back and try the left or the right. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Since the fun version of the puzzle is to take as little damage as possible.
That's right. It's a valuable resource we have we want to maintain, because we don't know what else monster is going to be in here. So we should go to the second column, second to the last crate.
To B4?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's a safe one.
It is safe. And when you stand there and listen, you hear there is one scary sound coming from one of the crates around you.
Oh, spooky.
Let's try D4 then.
Yes.
Okay. That one is also safe. But you hear 3 enemies around that square.
That's even scarier.
Okay. So we should put flags on those 3 adjacent... Wait.
No, because it diagonal counts.
Diagonal.
Does diagonal count?
Yeah.
You just can't hear where it's coming from. You just know that it's within one.
Oh, diagonal must count if C5 is 0. Oh, this is so rough. Okay, then I guess we need to go to D5, right?
I would say D5. What? Okay. It's already happening.
We're going to D5.
It's already happening.
Okay. So that doesn't tell...
No, that has to be the bottom
That has to be...
E4 and E5 have Tektites.
Yeah. But then if C4 says okay, then that means D3 is safe, right? If we're looking diagonally.
Sorry, hold on. C4 and D3?
C4 is okay, ergo D3 is safe.
Hopefully.
Which one is D3? Is that fourth?
That's the column. North of the three.
North of the three. Yeah, you hop over there and it is safe. There are, however, four scary noises coming from the crates around you.
That's a lot of scary noises.
Okay. However, at most, one of C2 and D2 can be infested, because otherwise C3 would display a 2. And it, in fact, exactly one of C2 and D2 must be infested, meaning that of the other ones adjacent to C3, B2 and B3 must be safe.
Okay.
So
let's go to B3.
Okay. It is safe. And you hear three enemy sounds from different directions.
That's a scary three, but B2 must also be safe. So let's go to north to B2.
Okay. Same thing happens. It is safe, but you hear three enemies around you.
Oh, dear.
So scary. But hey, we're right next to that frog now.
Yeah. Can we grab the frog diagonally?
The frog is as close to you as possible on that crate, but you still can't reach with the net, and it would have to be on the directly adjacent
crate. Okay. I guess we should go to B5. Okay. So if those are both ones, then A3 must be safe. Let's go on A3.
Okay.
And we'll...
hop, hop, hop.
Okay.
Wait. So both the adjacent ones to that then have,
and also
so A5 is safe.
A5 is safe, but also we know that C2 is infested, which means that D2 is safe.
You want to go on to D2?
I want to go on to D2.
Okay, you're right. It is safe, and you hear three enemies in various crates around you. You're now very close to that frog again.
I know that D1 is safe.
Okay, let's try it.
I think that's right.
It is safe. Now you're right next to that frog.
So can I grab the frog?
Yes, the frog is close enough. It's dying to be in that net. It does not want to be attacked by any more Tektites, so it agrees to go with you, and please help it get out of here.
Cool.
You got a blue frog.
Awesome. Let's get out of here.
Okay, you hop back the way you came, back out of this cave. Conveniently, the geyser is about to go off.
Yay!
So you can hop back on there with the raft, and you end up right back in the raft launch area. And the frog jumps out of your inventory and rejoins his family. Another celebration. Now there is only one empty lily pad in that pond.
And there's one route we haven't gone to yet, so we should, I'm going to say it all properly this time, we'll get our raft back into the rapids, we will get down a little ways, and as we're going, we will play the Song of Swiftness,
okay.
We will go straight at the first junction, mm-hmm. We're going to go right at the second junction so I can try and get a better view of that box or whatever's at the top of the island, and then I won't, it won't work, but that's fine. Mm-hmm. Then we'll go left at the junction after that. We're going to go past all the ornamentation that mm-hmm, Sarah talks mm-hmm. about.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so you go left at that.
I thought I was going to be able to recite it. I'm not able to recite the ornamentation text.
Yeah. Okay, so this time you're going to the left, and it's a very similar narrowing waterway that drops you off next to another cave entrance. You step off the raft and pass that geyser into a smallish room. with more booths on the walls and in the corners. This one has some vines hanging down. It's kind of humid in here. The floor, again, is cluttered with fallen signs and pennants and some broken jars, pots. There are all these like pods, these booths on the wall. They're big enough to walk in, but they're mostly empty, except for one at the far end of the room, which has a counter in the front and three crystal switches on display behind the counter. And above those switches is a big, weird, bubbly looking cabinet. You can see through this cabinet and you can see a little red frog inside.
Is it an aquarium?
It is like a bubble cabinet.
it's shaped like a bubble.
Yeah, and it has three compartments that are joined, like cabinets joined together. And the frog is standing in the left one.
Okay. And there's three crystal switches?
Yeah, underneath the three pods of this cabinet.
Well, just in case this is like an oven or something, I think we should try hitting the right crystal switch first and see if it starts the water boiling.
Okay. You hit the right switch with your sword, and it causes a little door to click open on the bottom of the right cabinet.
Okay.
It's, you say little, and I'm going to make you spell out that I can't fit in that, right?
No, it's like, maybe there was a prize in there or something. Maybe this is some kind of arcade. But right now it's just that frog. It's a little frog-sized cabinet.
Okay.
Frog-sized door.
Mm-hmm.
All right, for dramatic purposes, I'm going to hit the middle switch.
Okay.
Okay. When you hit that one, the middle cabinet has a little trapdoor in the bottom that opens briefly and then closes again.
Okay. Zach, what do we do next?
I'm going to hit that left crystal switch and boil this frog, finally.
You hit the left switch and the frog feels the click and jumps to the right, into the medium, into the middle cabinet, right before the door opens underneath it.
Oh. Cool.
Ooh, okay.
Then we should do a spin attack.
I was going to say that, yes. Thank you, Ryan. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to charge up my sword and I'm going to hit all three switches at once. Oh, but
do you need more hearts for that?
No, I need full hearts to do a sword beam.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good. Yeah, spin attack, no problem. You get behind the counter, charge up, do a spin. You hit all those switches at once and the frog falls out right on top of you, basically.
It's huddled in the counter. Oh, that's so good.
Perfect.
Love it.
Scoop up little buddy.
Scoop it up into your inventory. It surrenders.
Okay. And we're going to return to... we're going to get on the geyser and we're going to fly to start zone.
Okay. Yeah. This geyser also brings you right back into the pond room. And the red frog jumps over to where the rest of its family is. They all look very happy. The big frog is very grateful. It says, thank you for bringing my family back together. We have something for you. And it jumps, and all the frogs jump and spin around and land in the pond, and a treasure chest magically appears in the room next to the pond.
Awesome.
Love it. Open
the treasure chest.
Okay, you open the chest with some anticipation. You look inside and pull out a hookshot.
Let's go.
Oh my gosh.
Love it.
Holy cow.
Frog says, I didn't need that. You can have it. I don't know what to do with that thing.
Oh, that's a fun little icon to draw. Oh, that's satisfying. Well, okay.
I've got an idea of what we can do with it.
Tell us about your idea, Zach.
We're going to go back in the course, and I'm going to try and hookshot onto that box or whatever that's on the island. And in fact...
You better slow down time first.
No, I'm going to try and hookshot this. I can do it.
Oh my gosh, Zach.
At the speedrun strats, I'm going to jump straight back in there without changing a thing, and I'm just going to try and go for it. We'll see if I get this.
Okay. You jump back in. We're at medium speed, I think.
Yeah.
Rafting down the river, you go straight ahead, and the walls are continuing on either side of you. You approach the island. You lean to the right, and you can get a pretty good look at that box up there, but you miss.
Oh.
And then...
I've lost so much time now.
Continue down the river. And I might as well
just forfeit.
Yeah, automatically go straight ahead into the big pond room.
Huh. And there's bubbles coming out of this, the bottom of this big pond, right?
Yes.
I haven't forgotten about the bubbles. Well, I'm going to take control away from Zach for a little bit. I'm going to drag the raft back onto the other geyser.
Okay.
And I'm going to get the geyser back to the starting room. And I'm going to maneuver the raft back to the start of the course. And I'm going to play the Song of Swiftness, slowing time down. Then I'm going to ride the raft over the edge into the river. Then I'm going to slowly go past the gratings and seaweed designs, and I'm going to slowly go through the first intersection, and then that when it comes to the second intersection, I'm going to slowly lean to the right, and then I'm going to slowly take very careful aim at the box or whatever with my new hookshot, and I'm going to tick, or wait, I'm going to add the sound effects in post, so I'm going to and the hookshot is going to make a noise. And what happens?
It hookshots you up onto the top of the island.
Neat.
I think you would have gotten it on the next try, though. Going fast. But yes, this was much easier this way. And you are now in front of a large chest.
Oh, another chest. So, oh, was the...
That was what you hookshotted. You
hookshotted onto the chest?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. I'm going to open the chest.
Pop it open.
Okay, open the chest and pull out a big boss key.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait a second. Where's the raft?
The raft is farther down the river now.
Oh, no.
Okay. Is there anything on this island to insert a boss key into?
No, it's just a very small surface of rock in the middle of the tunnel.
Okay.
I guess we could go for a swim.
I feel like that's illegal.
It's undignified.
But I guess that's what we should do. Yeah. Hmm.
What would happen? Would you just go back to the beginning of the raft ride? Would you go all the way down to the end? No.
We'd eventually catch up with our raft, which ends.
Yeah,
in the
I think
room.
You. Yeah, I think you would. I think you would just flow down the river and then.
You hadn't planned for this?
No, Sarah? I hadn't. No.
Which means we solved this puzzle.
This is the collaborative part.
Great.
There are certain things that I just thought I would improvise, but this is one of them.
Nice.
Yeah, I think it makes sense to like flow all the way down the river and then wash up with your raft in the other room.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Well, that makes me wonder if we needed the raft in the first place.
Oh, it's way more fun.
But
can you imagine?
It's too late.
It would have been so much more work.
And we would have to ride those geysers like bareback, basically.
We have to do the fancy Breath of the Wild shield jump to propel ourselves up.
Yes.
Well, you can do that.
Which, scary. Okay, so we have washed up near the, in the bubbles room?
Yes.
Okay. Well... I'm going to magnet glove the key down into the bottom of the drink where it will enter the boss door, which is what is producing all those bubbles.
Well, you can't really see what's going on down there. Maybe that's what happens.
Can I hookshot just towards the bubbles and see if I pull up a boss?
Ooh.
No, nothing happens when you hookshot down there. I think the key is now just down there somewhere.
That's probably fine.
You could probably grab it again, I guess, with the Magna Glove if you wanted to.
I never said I let go of it.
Okay, okay. Well, then it didn't go in the door, I guess, because you still have it.
Link's at his most ambidextrous when Ryan and I are playing.
He's trying all kinds of things.
What else we got? What else we got? Let me look at that list of items.
To be clear, in this room, there is a pool with bubbles coming out of it. There's the shore that our raft ends up on. And there's the geyser that we have rowed out of here.
Yeah.
And we don't see any other details, right?
No.
Okay. Well, absent any ideas, or I should say absent any good ideas, I'm going to play the command Tarantella on the off chance that the bubbles are produced by a huge underwater spider.
Wow. Fortunately, it is not the case. There is no giant spider or no any spider that comes out when you play that song.
Okay.
Have we been in this room with, thinking this through, with the rapids turned up to full blast?
One time, I think.
We must have, yeah.
Did we notice, it look different?
Did we notice anything different?
At that point, the water was rushing faster and filling up the pool more.
Maybe we should do that.
But we, yeah, let's do, let's go
well,
back.
Well, it didn't look any different, like otherwise.
Okay. Okay.
Well, then we won't waste our time. We'll just solve the puzzle.
Yeah. It's easy for us.
Use a sword on bubbles.
You can do that. You can cut some bubbles in half.
Okay. Okay. Use shield on bubbles.
That probably wouldn't do anything.
Okay. Okay.
I'm actually. This one...
Use lantern on bubbles.
Can we pull the lantern out while we're submerged in water? Is that legal?
It doesn't seem to do anything underwater. I don't think it would show anything. It's not like a real lantern, you know?
That's interesting. That's a cool weakness for the overpowered lantern. Yeah. It only works outside of water.
Yeah. Just didn't come up anymore.
Grope around with the magnet glove.
Perhaps you can.
A stopper at the bottom.
But, cool. But no, there isn't one. Or at least nothing comes up.
It's made of plastic. Or like a big cork. It's a big cork. Again, you need a wooden glove.
Can we just fish around in the water with our bug net and see if we pull up any magical goldfish?
You can, and you don't reach anything. You can't reach the bottom. Nothing comes out. Nothing is caught.
Oh! Put on the Bokoblin mask.
Okay. You did it.
Can I magnet glove the hookshot?
Can you? I don't know. Yes? Sure.
Okay. We're really stuck.
Yeah, we're a little stuck this time. We go ask the big frog.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, you head back on the geyser into that room. The frogs are celebrating. They look very happy. And you say to the frog... Ooh. What?
Hi, frog. There's some bubbles in another chamber all the way down. Do you know who or what's down there and how we can meet them?
The frog says, I don't think you want to meet them. But... That's interesting that you say it's full of water. I don't remember it being full of water.
Huh.
Is there a way for us? No, we've already been over this. There's no...
Oh, I know what to do.
We got to turn the water off,
I
right?
I think. Yes, I think we can... This is dumb, but maybe it's exactly what Sarah was expecting all along. Get the raft onto the... water so that it's going to flow over the thing. Play the Song of Swiftness, rush over to the first room, and turn off the water input. then get back to the raft and get on the raft so that we can ride the last surge of water as the water is turned off behind us. And so we'll be able to reach the final room, but then the water will drain.
Now, Sarah, wow. This is right-handed Link talking as left-handed Link is. I think I figured out something very good about this dungeon.
Are you telling me I didn't figure it out?
I think there's a different solution.
We're splitting into multiple
we're
realities.
We're not supposed to do this, but I'm having fun.
Ryan's
thing work? Zach? I did come up with, I think, what is the correct solution.
I think that should work, but you're right. Okay. That is not what I had in mind. That is a very smart idea that I think should work. Why wouldn't it work?
The only reason for it not to work is if the intended solution is cooler, in which case we should go with whatever Zach is thinking of.
The whole thing you were saying before is that when the water flows not enough, we can't get over that ledge, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if we're holding onto that raft and we've got a hookshot and the passageway beyond is lined with a bunch of things that sound like you can hookshot onto in that description that you've said a bunch that mm-hmm. I cannot internalize, can I hookshot onto that and propel us forward?
You could, yes. You could hookshot onto that. If you do that, it's going to pull you over to the grates.
And then can I, like, Spider-Man my way through the catacombs?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Target the other side, swoop over there. Yeah, you can keep going all the way down to the end of the river just by hookshot.
Cool.
That's pretty cool.
And if you do that,
no, I think my version might be cooler.
It's more of an action movie. Yeah, it's pretty cool if you do it that way and you're like riding the last wave.
I like the idea that like both are like feasible in game though. It's like you could do either of those things.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Ryan's if Ryan's one skips the hook shot.
Right. It's and you end up with a raft, which maybe that's good. I don't know. But
let's do it my way so that we have the raft in the last room and then we can use it to cheat. Okay.
Okay, so you are in this universe, you're rafting slowly down the last wave of the waterfall water that's been pouring in, and you get all the way to the end, to the tail end of this cavern, and the water is draining out somewhere that you can't really see. Now you and your raft are at the bottom of a mostly empty lake, and at the bottom is a big door that matches your key.
Okay.
Very good.
Then let's unlock the door.
Okay, you unlock the door. It fits. You enter a long, winding rock tunnel.
Oh, we're not going to be able to take the raft all the way down, are we?
No, it's not going to fit in there. The raft is kind of just in the bottom of this empty pool now. You've got to leave it behind. So you come out of this tunnel into a hexagonal room with a big pond in the middle. And the door behind you slams shut.
Yeah.
I truly cannot. I tried to write a hexagon and turn it into an octagon again. This happens every time.
It's fine if it's an octagon.
No. I gotta get this
flavor.
Right.
I don't know how you can mess it up that bad.
Every time on this podcast. Okay, we're fixed. Kinda. It's fine.
So there's a nice big pond in the middle of the room. You could walk around it. But as you're looking around the room, a giant skeletal alligator emerges from underneath the water. We will call it Staligator.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
The boss music starts playing.
Throw a boomerang at it.
The boomerang bounces right off. The big alligator, it's opening its mouth wide and snapping at you.
Okay, run.
Where are you running? Around?
Around.
Around, okay.
Clockwise.
Running around this this pond. As you run around the edge of the pond, you see in the pond there are some skullfish and some bombfish in there. So if you were to go in, it might be dangerous.
Cool. Hookshot a bombfish.
Okay, you hookshot a bombfish. You're now holding a bombfish.
Okay.
It's
throw the bombfish at the stalligator.
Okay, you throw it, and it doesn't do anything. It explodes. The stalligator was facing away from you. It's turning around.
Okay, well, hookshot another bombfish.
Okay, you got another bombfish.
I'm holding on to it. I'm circling around.
The stalligator smacks the ground with its huge tail, sending water everywhere.
Gross. I'm going to try and get to where I can see the stalligator's big, ugly face.
Okay, it's opening its mouth to snap at you again.
Quick.
Throw the bomb.
Throw the bomb fish.
Throw the bomb fish into its mouth. And it explodes. Stalligator everywhere. This one is a weak one. You don't have to do it 3 times. it's turned to bone dust, and you have beaten the boss. In the middle of the bone dust, you see what you came here for: the alligator pendant.
Yes.
And of course, a heart container, which you do need. Although you didn't get hurt by this guy.
We did get hurt earlier, though.
You do need it. Yeah. You've got the pendant, and there's one geyser there in the corner for you to, if you need to leave this place, because you've gotten what you came for. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Very good.
Oh, I like the little alligator skeleton picture.
I drew a little picture of alligator skeleton in my drawing of a hexagonal rune.
Awesome.
Just showing off that I can draw a hexagon.
And an alligator skeleton.
But mine's oriented the other direction. What does that say about us as people?
That I'm left-handed.
There you go.
Okay. So, what was the name of this temple?
The Alligator Cavern.
Yeah.
Okay. Sarah told us before that she was working on the water temple, and so I was really expecting, even though she said earlier that it was the alligator cavern, I was really expecting us to get the water pendant, but I was bamboozled.
Yeah, I went through some edits along the way. It became more of an alligator themed dungeon. I don't know if you noticed that it's shaped like an alligator.
I kind of got that. I almost got that.
I mess around with like water temple-ish things, and then it just became all about alligator.
I don't see a problem with this. That seems good.
No. Yeah.
I mean, the pendant doesn't have a name. You can call it whatever you want. If you want to call it the water pendant, you can.
You called it the alligator. It has a.
It has an alligator
picture
on
of
it.
An alligator
yeah,
on
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have an idea of what we should do next, but I'm going to tell you off the air.
Ooh.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Let's get out of here.